This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There will come a day when it's not newsworthy when a high-profile company hires a black woman. But as of right now, it still is. Saturday Night Live says it's going to add a female black cast member next year. It's been holding special auditions to find just the right person to join that iconic show that has been so white and so male for so long. Marketplace's Mark Garrison is live from New York on a Friday night.
SNL turned its lack of black women into a joke in a recent episode where guest host Kerry Washington had to play every black female role.
We agree this is not an ideal situation and look forward to rectifying it in the near future. Unless, of course, we fall in love with another white guy first.
Producers say they want to cast talented black females but can't find them. Comedian Chloe Hilliard says that's not quite right.
When they say there aren't any women that they've seen, what's really being said is we haven't seen people that impressed us where we have normally been looking.
The main places they look are the best-known improv comedy groups, UCB Theater, Second City, and The Groundlings. They're as white or whiter than SNL. Part of the reason the stages SNL scouts aren't diverse is economic.
But a lot of these places, they've become sort of these comedy factories. It's a pay-to-play scenario.
Comedian Cyrus McQueen points out that young comics have to pay for improv classes before they can get stage time. And even then, stage time usually doesn't pay. That makes for a tilted playing field. Comic Janae Johnson says many funny people of color can't afford to buy classes and then work for free.
As a young black person, when I fresh out of college, I have to go get a job, a real job, that will support me.
It seems the comedy scene doesn't just favor white people. It favors rich white people, at least until powerful producers look a little harder. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.